So we say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim." Why? Why did the Prophet ﷺ say, when you get angry, say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim"? What is the power of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? What does Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim mean? First of all, the ruling of ta'awwuz, or saying ta'awwuz, means to say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim." In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this command. فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِدْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. When you recite Quran, then seek Allah's protection from shaitan. So this is actually a Quran command. The ruling of saying أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ before reciting the Quran, some say it is wajib. However, the preferred opinion would be that it is sunnah. Throughout the Quran and the hadith of Al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you will see different types of da'us. Just for your information, there are different types of ta'awwuz. We generally say, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." And hopefully, everyone is saying, "A'udhu billahi samiul alim minash shaitanir rajim" every morning after Salat al-Fajr and after Salat al-Maghrib. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whosoever says, "A'udhu billahi samiul alim minash shaitanir rajim" three times and recites the last verses of Surah al-Hashr, "Huwallahu alladhi la ilaha illahu," all the way to the end, the last three verses of Surah al-Hashr, 70,000 angels will make dua for that person throughout the evening. And if someone says it in the evening, the 70,000 angels will make dua for that person throughout to the daytime. So that is another ta'awwuz. The most common one, which is "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim." Another one is "A'udhu billahi samiul alim minash shaitanir rajim," the one I just mentioned. "A'udhu billahi al-azim minash shaitanir rajim." Another one, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim annallaha huwa samiul alim." Or the longest one, "A'udhu billahi al-azim samiul alim minash shaitanir rajim annallaha huwa samiul alim." And the last one, "A'udhu billahi al-azim samiul alim minash shaitanir rajim." So there's different forms. The most reliable one, that the most common one, because the Quran said it, "فَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ." That is why "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim" is the best, because this one is the most closest to the wordings of the Quran. "A'udhu" in Arabic is a verb form. It is derived from the word called "at-ta'awwuz." Ta'awwuz means to take refuge. So "A'udhu," I am asking for Allah's refuge. I am asking for Allah's protection. "Billahi." "B" in Arabic terminology is called harf al-jar, or in the English language is called particle. When you have a harf al-jar, or for example, "Billahi" or "Bismillah," when we come to "Bismillah." So that "B" is connected back to "A'udhu." But "B" or "Ba" or that "B," "Billah," has a deeper meaning behind it too. If you just learn the Arabic language, it's not enough. Because "B" can have multiple meanings. You have to figure out which meaning is there. "B" is a particle. One meaning of "B" is isti'ana. Isti'ana means to seek assistance. In "A'udhu billah," we're going to say that "B" means to seek assistance. So "I seek," that's where we get the meaning of "seek." But otherwise, "A'udhu" just means to take refuge. Where did the word "seek" come from? The word "seek" in Arabic language came, in English, came from the word "ba." "I seek refuge in Allah." So "ba" is a harf al-jar that is coming in the meaning of isti'ana, which means to seek assistance. So "I take refuge with Allah's assistance, with Allah's help." "Ash-shaytan." The word "shaytan" comes from the root letters in Arabic, "shaytan." And this is used in the Quran too. It's not just used for shaytan. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوٌ شَيَاطِينَ الْإِنسِ وَالْجِنِ. Meaning even human beings can be shaytan in its literal meaning. Shaytan or shatana means to be far. Your names, they all have meanings. So because shaytan is far from Allah, he is far from the truth, we call him shaytan. There are human beings that are far from the truth and from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rajim, rajam. Rajam means to be stoned. Rajam has many meanings actually. Rajam means to be stoned. Rajam means to be cursed. Rajam means to be, you know, somebody that no one wants to be around. We generally take a cursed or the rebel shaitan. So when we say A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, why are we saying that? What happens nowadays, everything has become a ritual. We say assalamu alaykum after salah, astaghfirullah, 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 alhamdulillah, subhanallah. It's just a ritual now. It's become a habit. We wake up, we say, Allahumma alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama amatana wa ilayhi nushur. Or we go to sleep, we say, Allahumma bismika amutu ahya. All of these du'as are so powerful if they were effective. You see, in English, when we talk, we have a tone. If I say something sound, I know my voice is going to go low. If I say something exciting, my voice is going to get, you know, louder. If I'm talking about Jannah, I'm going to give an excitement tone. And if I'm talking about Jahannam, I'm going to get a fearful tone. So a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. That's how we're supposed to say it. So a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim is such a powerful dua. Then the shaitan is the most powerful enemy, the severe enemy for human beings is shaitan. When Allah sent down Adam alayhi salatu wa salam to this dunya, what did He say? You will be enemies to each other. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. He is an open enemy to you. In another verse of the Quran, when the matter has been decided, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمَرُ. When the matter has decided, shaitan will say, okay, the decision has been made, you're going to Jahannam, these guys are going to Jannah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدَكُمْ وَعْدَ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ. Allah promised you, what He promised you is the truth. What I promised you, I lied to you. مَا أَنَا بِمُشْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُمْ بِمُشْرِخِينَ. I couldn't force you to do anything, you couldn't force me to do anything. فَلَا تَلُمُونِي وَلُمُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame yourself. That's what Shaitan's going to say on the day of that. Allah is telling us, he's our open enemy. So we're not just saying, أَوْضُ اللَّهِ شَيْطَانَ رَجِيمُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ. No, no. أَوْضُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. We are asking protection from Shaitan. This most valuable thing according to Shaitan is when you're reciting Quran, He doesn't want you to think about the words of Allah. When you are doing any ibadah, Shaitan doesn't want you to do ibadah. He doesn't want you to get up at the hajjah. He doesn't want you to pray. It makes Shaitan feel good when you're not praying. When the azan is called, Shaitan hates it. He runs. So when we start reciting Quran, or even in our salah, we get a lot of, you know, thoughts, you know, our ustad used to say, the greatest ideas we come up with are in salah. In salah, now you came up with an amazing business idea, you don't want to forget it. But Shaitan tricked you, he didn't want you to pray properly. So in salah, before you say Surah Al-Fatiha, you say A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem, Shaitan will be gone. But because we're not saying it like we mean it, we have to say it like we mean it. A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajeem. You think that when we mean it, and we say the dua, believing that Allah will accept this dua, that Shaitan will be removed from our minds. But it has become a ritual, it has become a habit. We need to change that by concentrating on it. And it just so happens, if we say it in English, it's not that big of a ritual. I seek refuge in Shaitan has a bigger effect, because that's our language. So when we say, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim in salah, we need to mean it. So when someone says, At-ta'awwuz, what is he saying? Oh Allah, I am helpless. Keep me safe from him. And then Allah will remove the whispers of Shaitan. After that we say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.